With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Perhaps you've sung about chestnuts roasting on an open fire, but when was the last time you ate a chestnut? In the U.S., people usually eat them around the holidays, if at all. But ask Michigan farmers and they'll say chestnuts are flying off the shelves. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, local ethnic communities are helping Michigan's chestnut industry to boom.
That one doesn't want to come out.
Brett Morgan of Riverbend Farm in South Haven planted his first chestnut tree 25 years ago. Morgan was excited, but he said his wife didn't think it was such a good idea. Who's going to buy these chestnuts? And at first, she was right. Sales weren't going so well. Morgan said people would stop to look at the chestnuts, but then leave empty-handed.
People just aren't familiar with them.
But last year, everything changed for Morgan. It turns out there are lots of people interested in chestnuts. They just have to find them.
We were discovered by the Korean and Chinese community out of Chicago. And so they came in here and bought every nut that we could produce.
Now Riverbend Farm ships hundreds of pounds of chestnuts to Chicago every fall. And Morgan says they go quickly. He even had to turn a restaurant down last year because almost all of the farm's chestnuts were gone.
We just can't grow enough chestnuts to satisfy that market on our little farm. So we actually go out and know other farmers that can't sell them, that don't have a market, and we actually go out and pick them up on their farms and bring them back here.
Michigan State University professor Dennis Fulbright is leading a research group to help chestnut orchards in Michigan become more productive. He says some people only eat chestnuts once a year at Christmas, but they're much more popular in Asian, European, and Middle Eastern communities that have prepared the food for centuries. Jay and Jenny Yu host a Korean-American church group at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Nichols Road in Kalamazoo. They both immigrated from Korea in the 70s. Jay Yu says chestnuts are nostalgic for him.
Stroll down to the street, and then you can find some vendor roast or cook the chestnut, and then we can just enjoy it.
But Jenny says it took them about 20 years to start enjoying chestnuts again. She says the imported ones you find at the store are expensive and not that good.
That taste is not that fresh, or you know, something different than you pick from farm.
Dennis Fulbright says because they're not refrigerated properly, most imported chestnuts are bitter by the time they reach the United States. So why does the U.S. import more than $20 million worth of chestnuts every year? Fulbright says that's because the U.S. was in a chestnut drought. In 1904, a deadly fungus carried by imported Asian chestnut trees wiped out about 4 billion trees in the U.S. The only trees that survived were Chinese chestnuts and others that were resistant to the blight.
There wasn't much of a choice for the longest time because there weren't that many Chinese chestnuts or orchards that were established in the United States. But the ones that were established, given enough time, 30, 40, 50 years, those few chestnut orchards did produce well.
MSU is currently working on a European and Japanese hybrid tree that's also blight resistant. Roger Blackwell is the president of Chestnut Growers Incorporated, a group of more than 30 chestnut producers in the state. He says U.S. chestnut farmers won't be able to grow as many chestnuts as their foreign competitors for a long time, if ever. But people are starting to notice the quality of chestnuts in Michigan, and more farmers are growing them as a result. Blackwell says in 2002, Chestnut Growers Inc. sold only 2,000 pounds of chestnuts. Last year, they sold 90,000.
And in 10 years, we'll be bringing probably close to 500,000 pounds of chestnuts to the marketplace. And I'll tell you right now, if I had a million pounds of chestnuts tomorrow, I got markets for all of them.
Dennis Fulbright of MSU says he's confident they can get even more people to start eating chestnuts. They just have to educate the public.
You have to know how to roast them properly. A lot of people don't take the time because they only do it once, or it's a subordinate part of their holiday. But a well roasted chestnut is amazing.
We'll have links on how to prepare chestnuts on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.